looked at that sack a few times. Now, after you've seen the sack, what do you think of the call?
I think it was a bad call. The referee, he never blew the whistle. You know, my coach, we just watched it again, and he never really blew the whistle until I already had him. And, you know, they made the call, got to live with it. I'm sure I'll be hearing from the league soon. You know, I'm going to appeal it and, you know, go from there.
If it wasn't Drew Brees, do you think that flag flies out?
I don't know. I don't think so. You know, him, Peyton Manning, they like to face. Him, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, they like to face of the NFL. So, but it happened. You know, they called the flag, and, you know, I feel like it changed the game for my team. And so I just got to learn and live from it and try not to make that mistake again.
You're in a difficult situation because he's a guy that can throw even though you got him wrapped up.
Yeah, I've seen that a couple times on film. You know, I've been playing this guy, you know, going on 6 years.
Right.
And you can have the guy wrapped up and he still can throw the ball away or, you know, try to find an open guy. And it's tough to make that decision. Like I said, you know, I watched it again on film and, I don't think it was a great call at all.
Why do you think he reacted so angrily towards Robert?
He thought he did it. He thought he did it, and I was telling him he didn't do it. I was like, I did it. You know, you went after the wrong guy. You know, and on that note, man, you know, they can't allow quarterbacks just to get up and, you know, get in people's face without throwing a flag on them either. So I at least should have been offset, you know, penalty on him too, but they didn't call it. And like I said, I really believe that that play really changed the game.
Do you think the NFL has gone the opposite way on trying to protect the quarterbacks? They've gotten just way too soft on it?
I think so. That's my personal opinion. You know, quarterback play is a big part of the NFL. And, you know, they're trying to protect, you know, the quarterbacks. And I remember watching football from back in the day, man. I'll never forget when Brett Favre played down there in the Superdome in, you know, 2009. And they was hitting him up like that and – No flags were called. But at the end of the day, man, like I said, you know, we 1-2 right now. There's a lot of football games that got to be played. So we're just going to let this one go and get ready for Atlanta.
Kev, did you talk to Drew after the game? What did you say to him?
Oh, no. I was just letting him know I'm not a dirty player. I don't play this game dirty at all. I play with a lot of passion and, you know, a lot of fight in me, man. And I was just letting him know that. He's like, I know, you know, I've been playing against you, you know, for 6 years. I know you're not that type of guy. And I was just letting him know, man, that I really wasn't trying to throw him on his head or, you know, trying to intentionally hurt him. I'm not that type of guy. And I told him, I said, Drew, you really sold that penalty because you didn't land on your head. You landed on your back.
You said you expected to hear from the league. Do you mean about the hit or about the comments?
No, about the hit. By my comments, I really don't think I'm saying nothing wrong at all. You know, I'm just speaking my opinion. But like I said, the referees called it. So at the end of the day, it's got called as a penalty. And it happened.
Defensively, first two series, they were like clockwork, went down the field. But the rest of the day, you guys pretty much kept them in check. What happened? What did they come out with? And did you guys counteract that?
I think we just came out a little flat. We didn't play, you know, Viking football. Came out a little flat, and those guys, they executed real well in the beginning. And we just had to settle down, make plays, and make tackles. And that's what we did.
Did you think that penalty on third and long kind of set you guys back, or would you still like to have seen the defense?
Me being hard on myself, I think it set us back because I told my teammates, I was like, man, I feel like I let y'all down. And I got called for unnecessary roughness, and it changed the whole game in my eyes. And they was like, nah, it's a lot of plays in the game. But me, I don't like letting people down, man. I feel like I let my teammates down, and, you know, they've been telling me, man, just let it go. So I'm trying to let it go and move on.
About Harrison Smith in pass coverage, he was really all over the place yesterday.
Yeah, he did a great job, man. I was messing with him about catching the ball, but he did a great job, man. When his number was called to cover a guy, he did a great job, got his hands on some footballs.
You've seen a lot of Matt Ryan in your years with Carolina. What kind of challenges are different for between
Matty them? Matty Ice, man. He's a great quarterback, man. I done faced him a lot of times, man, and he's going to come out, he's going to throw the ball, he's going to, you know, share the ball to everybody. He just don't lock in on one guy, and they got some great receivers over there. So it's going to be a great test for the secondary, great test for this team.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.